For the majority of people, February 3rd is just like any other day. But in Lubbock, Texas, the hometown of rock and roll icon Buddy Holly, today is the day the music died, when a tragic plane crash took the life of this small West Texas city's favorite son.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly's legacy continues to influence the local music scene through inspiration and homage. Dr. Curtis Peoples is a musician and archivist for the Southwest Collections in Lubbock.
I've never been a person to play other people's music. I always concentrate on original, but I find myself now wanting to play a Buddy Holly song. So I've worked up, well, all right, and I'm playing with a girl, and she's working up every day right now. So it's kind of like we feel like we have to do that. I don't know why, but we just feel that we have to.
The tragic day of Holly's passing doesn't just inspire cover songs. Andy Wilkinson, musician and artist in residence at Texas Tech University, took a look at the plane crash through a different lens.
We hear all about the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens, and we hear about Tommy Alsup and Waylon Jennings not going on the flight, and of course Buddy, but what about the pilot, you know? And so I did some research, a fellow named Roger Peterson. He was young. He wasn't qualified to fly in that kind of weather. But I realized, wait a minute, what if I'd been him?
Well, you gotta believe what you can understand. Destiny, it ain't in our hands. And everything plays a part in the plan. Written in the hands of fate. Written in the hands of fate.
I am on 20th Street in Lubbock at the former home of Buddy Holly's high school girlfriend, Echo McGuire. Howdy.
Howdy. How are you?
The influence extends beyond music. Poet John Poach lives in the historical home with his family, and the lore and legend of a high school-aged Buddy Holly has found its way into John's poetry.
When Buddy Holly first invented high school, the principal proclaimed it from the podium. The chemistry teacher gave a slice of sodium to every boy with a playa lake or swimming pool. There was a knock at the door one night, and my wife was putting the girls to bed, and I opened the door, and standing there was this older lady, and I said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "Well, I used to live here, and I haven't been back in a long time. I forget how long it had been, decades." And she said, "I was wondering if I could just take a look around." And I said, "Are you Echo?" And she said, "Yeah, how do you know my name?" I was like, "Everybody knows your name. You're famous. You're Buddy Holly's high school girlfriend." And so, and one assumes that many of the songs were written about her.
The Buddy Holly Center sits across from the West Texas Walk of Fame, where a statue of a young Holly playing the guitar in his signature black frame glasses memorializes the young rock and roller. Jackie Bober is the curator for the Buddy Holly Center, where they commemorate February 3rd with art and a tour to walk in the footsteps of the young musical icon.
It's a day where we don't celebrate, but we commemorate Buddy's life and musical legacy. This year it happens to fall in the middle of the week, so I'm not sure what will get in the way of children, but they'll have the opportunity to partake of our musical petting zoo, and I believe they'll be able to make Buddy classes and also some origami crickets this year. And this year we will also be offering some bus tours. We're going to leave here from the center and drive just a mile away to Lubbock High School. And we're gonna talk about Buddy's time there, and not too far from that location, there are other places in that neighborhood where Buddy played. From there, we will drive to Fair Park Coliseum, where Buddy saw Elvis, where Buddy opened for Elvis and a number of other prominent musical acts of the day.
I'm here at the gravesite of Buddy Holly, and he's buried next to both his parents. People have left guitar picks, there's drumsticks, there's even some small toys and pennies. There's fresh flowers and some notes even. And as you sit here, you kind of feel a calmness, a stillness. There's a guitar on his gravestone with musical notes, and you can't help but feel like you hear the music.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Paul Hunden.
And I knew if I had
chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died.